Go ahead.
I had a vision during at the very beginning of worship that I feel like goes along with what you're saying. But I saw that ceiling that I was talking about a couple weeks ago. I saw that, but it was glass. And when he said the word doubt, it just really resonated in my heart that we can have that ceiling. And it was like you can look through a ceiling of glass, and it's almost like you're experiencing it because you can see it, but you're not experiencing it because the glass is blocking it. And so I just agree with that and just wanted to, I just so want that removed from my heart. Any doubt, anything that is blocking what he has, just to have no expectations blocking what he can accomplish. So.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, I agree. Pray. Would you pray that over us?
Yeah, so Lord, we just believe. We just believe. Would you just help our unbelief? We believe you are a living God. We believe that you are holding us together by your word. You're the one who calls out the stars one by one and knows them all by name. You have storehouses for hail. Lord, forgive us where we have doubted. Forgive us where we are doubting. I just pray that that glass ceiling would be shattered. Amen. And it would be removed in Jesus' name. And we just say, have your way here in our hearts, have your way in El Dorado. Lord, we want what we read in the book of Acts, we want it here. We want you to come and change this city. And so we just believe on you. We just look to you. Thank you. You're so good. Thank you that you are bringing freedom. Thank you that that water is coming. We just say yes. We just believe for it. Yes. Yes and amen.
Talking in our chairs the other day while our kids all raised themselves in the kitchen and living room. And Lizzie looked at me, she's reading through the book of Acts, and she said, when did we ever get away from living by the Holy Spirit? When did the church shift from being a spirit-filled, powerful force to what it is today? We stopped at some point sourcing and living from the Holy Spirit. When did that happen? And we started to pray into that a little bit, but say some more to that and why that's essential that we're living lives filled with the Holy Spirit. Just go.
Yeah, I don't know. I've read through the Gospels. I watched The Chosen a while back, and that just messed me up. I was like, I don't think I know Jesus, and not that Jesus is not that he's a movie, but it just like helped lift my expectations of who he is. So then I was like, well, I want to know for myself. So I went and read through the Gospels just saying, show me who you are. And I was just undone with how he treated people and what he did, and just never in a place of hurry or stress. Or I mean, he even tells his disciples at one point, like, you're tired, I'm exhausted, let's go rest. And on the way, someone comes, and he's not like, hold on, I'm busy, I'm doing something, which that's how I usually respond. I'm like, I'm doing something, I don't have any more left. But he's just, yes, of course I'll do that. And so then I keep going on to the book of Acts, and it just exposed even more of that lack of expectation of what I believe he can do. And I don't know what my measure in my mind is based on or has been based on, but it's not what I was reading. And so I just felt really convicted. It's like everywhere they went, life happened, freedom, healing, joy. And just the proclamation of the gospel, the repentance, and then the healing. You know, it's just the people were just undone. Oh, we just crucified the king, and he is risen, and we believe, and we turn back to him. And so I don't know. I'm just rambling on and on. But
the spirit-less Christian life, we can be still with the Spirit, not filled with the Spirit, is one of the most boring things ever. It's one of those boring, difficult, cumbersome things ever, because it feels like a lot of law, and it feels like a lot of rules, and it feels like you're trying, you're never quite getting there. There's something always out front of you, right, that you're just not quite getting to, because you're not freshly filled with the Holy Spirit. But when people touch the Holy Spirit, they touch the life of God. You realize that God's life is the Holy Spirit. The very life inside of God is the Holy Spirit. So when we touch someone with the Holy Spirit, the life of God flows into them, and they're freshly filled, and there's fresh life, and it changes cities, and it changes everything. So we're just crying out again, just Holy Spirit, fill us freshly, fill the church freshly, because we want to see in our day what happened in the book of Acts. So Lord, I just pray that you would do that. I ask tonight, Lord, these words you put on my heart here, Lord, the scriptures, Lord, that just enlighten us, Lord. I pray you'd open our eyes tonight, even, Lord, as we gaze, Lord, on your face. Lord, I pray that only what is of spirit and of life would remain here tonight, God. And I pray that you would open the eyes of our hearts, make your home in our hearts through faith tonight, Lord. Every one of us, Lord. We're just weak jars of clay. We're just empty vessels. Nothing good unless you fill us up. Nothing good dwells inside of us apart from Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we ask, fill us freshly tonight. Unclog every well in here. Lord, any blockages coming against the flow of life, any blockages, Lord, anything coming to choke out life, deceitfulness of wealth, desires for other things, and distractions, Lord, relationships, boyfriends, girlfriends, lusts and covetousness, pride and greed, self-focus, self-pity that's of the devil, Lord, anything that's blocking life, break it in Jesus' name here tonight, Lord. Break it in Jesus' name. I pray you'd break pride in each one of us in Jesus' name. Make us a humble people, God.